Well, Mark, I guess it's one of those situations where you get the big W in the FLW Series East division, and one of those things where, you know, you went out and led it from start to finish, you know, and it was one of those things where Pickwick fished so much better this year. It seemed like it's just really coming back.
That lake is on fire right now, Terry. I tell you what, yeah, it was a special week last week. You know, everything just came together. The sun, the moon, the stars, and Mark Rose and the good Lord, and everything just lined up just right. And it was good timing, you know, right here at the end of the season. I've had a good tour and a good string. But the FLW Series, I was just a little bit out of the cut. I was in 48th going in, and I had to be in the top 30. So I needed a good finish, you know. A lot of, at the end of the year, all the sponsor changes and everything. So it's always good to end the year on a good note, and it was a special week.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that maybe the fans notice, and I think you guys do as well, is that because of the number of tournaments anymore, a win can be fleeting. It can be something where you win this week and next week somebody else wins. But when you win the last event of the year, that gives you a little bit of time to savor it.
Yeah, it's going to be a special winter. I'm going to get to do a lot of deer hunting and think back on this special week. And, yeah, it was real exciting. It was what I needed in my career, you know, not as far as for me, for Mark Rose, because I'm more of a, you know, Terry, I don't have to win, and I'm very content in this. You know, I turned my career over to the good Lord several years ago, and I just fish hard and try to honor him in the process and don't get caught up in a lot of the riffraff that goes on, sometimes in fishing, and I just stay pretty low key, and you know, but I do like it for my sponsors, you know, for Strike King Lure Company, who's been with me for years, for Ranger Boats and people like that. And I'm just so thankful for my family, who's been there for me and through the thick and the thin. So it's been it was great for them.
Well, you know, you look at it, and you always had your priorities right. I mean, you know, you talked about giving your heart to the Lord and stuff like that, but it's also having your priorities right and knowing what's important, I think. And when you look at this sport, you know, a lot of times we get involved in the politics. The politics can be crazy. I mean, you know, you look at it with sponsorships and people negotiating this or that. It can turn into a political mess. And the neat thing to see happen, I think, more than anything else, is the fact that if you get your priorities straight, all of a sudden some things just kind of fall into place.
Right. It seems like if you just keep your nose clean out there and just be nice to everyone and just fish hard and keep your nose to the grindstone in the fishing part of this thing and not, you know, well, just, it's not my personality to do all the other things that you see out there. And I try to avoid controversy as much as possible, I try to avoid any negative things. And I'm always thinking about the positive, and I just try to go out and just forget about a lot of the things that some people want to really blow up and advertise on. I just try to stay positive about everything.
See, you just did it again there. But, you know, what you look at is more in this sport, I think, than any other sport, is the wholesomeness, is the ability to be able to go talk to the anglers, have them be approachable, some of those kind of things. And, you know, what we sometimes miss is that, you know, it is a political game. It is trying to be out there to get the sponsors and to get the people who can support you and your family. But you have to take the high road a lot of times.
That's right. And you know, I think really, to be honest with you, Terry, that has cost me, I'll just be honest with you, it's cost me wins before, I think. I've been put in situations where my character has been put to the test, and I could have done some things to kind of put me over the edge in some certain situations, but I've backed down and tried to do the right thing, and I always will. And last week it was just so special because I had these fish all to myself. I had three or four areas, and you never see that in a 200 boat field, it seems like. And these fishermen are just so good, and they find all the good stuff. But I did have two or three little schools of fish that nobody had found, and that made the win ever so much sweeter because I found these schools of fish, and I had them all to myself.
Well, you know, you look at the football head, which is what you were throwing, in particular the new Strike King football head, and you think about it, you know, that's a 30-year-old, 35-year-old bait, and all of a sudden this last 2 years, you know, I got to give credit. Mike McClellan's probably the guy that, you know, he and Jim Moyna and some of those guys that have thrown it a long time, but you start seeing guys are catching fish all over the country on it. It's just something different, isn't it?
I know it is. It's just one more tool to add to your jig arsenal. You know, most people, you know, they flip a jig by a boat dock or a brush pile, and a fish hits it on the initial fall, this deal, you're dragging it like a Carolina rig, you know. So it's just, you're right. It's something just like, it's been around forever and they're bringing it back. Just like the old, you know, spoon that you're seeing Kelly Jordan beat everybody on Ultimate Match Fishing. That old salmon spoon's been around forever. I've seen that thing work a long time ago in all different species. Now it's coming on back full circle right into the bass fishing. So there's a ton of things out there like that. But the football jig right now, it's just dominant. You know, these places where you can't get a crankbait to, on these ledges, it's just phenomenal in that 20, you know, 17 to 25 foot range where those fish live in June, July, August, September, early part of October. You just can't be as efficient with a crankbait or a Carolina rig or something like that as you can with this football jig.
Well, you know, and the thing of it is, it's so weedless. You can throw it in rocks. You can do a lot of things with it. And it also has a little bit of a different, when you're running it back to the boat, a lot of times you'll get a strike, and it'll be because maybe it's wobbling or doing one of those funny things they haven't seen before.
That's right. And I was tipping it with a rage tail chunk that we've come out with. Some people use the old, you know, the pocket chunk, which is real popular now, or some type of trailer, a twin tail grub that's got a lot of action. But when you swim that thing back to the boat, and you're just reeling it back, fixing to make another cast with that rage tail, it's flopping the whole time. And if that fish, you know, if you bounce it off a rock or whatever, or it's coming off a ledge and he didn't react right then, as it's moving away from him real fast, he may come out there and get it. So it's just like a swimming jig out there in deep open water in some instances. So it's, you just, you get them on the initial fall sometimes, so you can do a lot with it.
Well, you know, this is the first time I think you and I have done an interview where I haven't seen you in camo, man. You look different here. I'm usually seeing you in, you know, some sort of camo outfit, and you kind of changed your image here a little bit.
Yeah, I tell you what, I, you know, 2 years ago, I have fished the bass and FLW for my whole career up until 2 years ago, and I was just in better alignment with FLW stuff. We all have, you know, had to make a choice there when they started kind of colliding a little bit, and I just chose the FLW route. And when I did, a better opportunity came along with one of these FLW team deals, and it was just a better opportunity for me. I love Mossy Oak, and they were with me for a long time, and I thank the good Lord for them and everything that they've done for me, but this was just a better opportunity.
Well, you know, you look at that, and really that's what it comes down to. I mean, there was a lot of guys that had to make tough decisions 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and they, you know, had to make a decision which way they were going to go. And a lot of it is sponsorships and how you're lined up and you know, where you're going to see, you know, get the most value. And sometimes people wanted to make it a personal decision. I mean, a decision that was kind of one of those things where you thought it was going to be a tougher decision. But if you just looked at it and really thought about it, you really kind of lined up pretty nice.
Yeah, I did. I just, you know, so thankful for the opportunities that both trails are giving us. I just hope that, you know, in the near future and one day we can just all get along. And I think it's going towards that direction. You know, I think there's great things on FLW trail. I think there's great things on the BASS trail. And it just lined up for me business wise better for me and my family to fish the FLW organization. And my hat's off to the guys who went and fished BASS.
Well, you know, a lot of people, I think they're right. I think you're right. I think I'm seeing that, you know, it's mixing up a little bit better. You know, FLW has always said that bass is not a competitor. Bass says the same thing. But in reality, it's competition for anglers and sponsor dollars. So when you look at that thing, you know, I think the coolest thing would be is if they'd have the FLW Cup, and then they'd have the Bassmaster Classic, and then they'd have one more tournament where those guys that did well in that, maybe the top 15 from both or whatever, we'd put a tournament together with both groups. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be cool. You could do so many things like that. I mean, there's the door's wide open when you have two trails like that. You could have head-to-head fishing matches. You can just, you know, you have a creative mind and do anything like that, and it'd make it fun. It'd make it good advertising for both trails, kind of like Bass Fan does. You know, you guys use that avenue and do some different things with both trails and stay positive with both trails, and I just think that's a good thing, and I think FLW and BASS can certainly look at doing some stuff like that in the future, where just have some fun with that.
Well, it wasn't too long ago we did the Top Gun, you know, and it was just kind of a taste of what could happen. And I looked at the guys, and I talked to a lot of the anglers, you know, at both when we had that event at both sides of the fence, and both of them said, you know, this is the most relaxing, it's fun, we're fishing against guys, but we have something to prove here. We got to prove that, hey, you know, FLW is a pretty good league. And so it was kind of neat from that aspect, too. So it made it really competitive, but yet the guys had fun fishing it.
Yeah, everybody I talked to that fished that event really liked it, and I just think that the sky's the limit, and there's lots of opportunity out there for more stuff like that.
Well, Mark, you're a great gentleman, and just keep being that good guy.
Well, thank you, Terry. I hope we get to do several of these in 08 on a big win like this, but I appreciate all you do. Thank you.
This is Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.